Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So what is a detached retina? To help us answer that question, I'm here with John Monroe. He is a natural vision improvement educator. He lectures, does consults, interviews about prevention and improvement of most all major eye diseases and disorders, including detached retinas. John, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks for having me on today.
So let's go back to the floaters. So what can we do if somebody has floaters, especially if it's maybe kind of getting in the way of the vision a little bit? What are some of the things that we can do to get rid of those?
Well, a lot of people don't drink enough fluids throughout the day. So more water and juices throughout the day, teas, they help hydrate the eye, and that helps hydrate the vitreous jelly. The inner lining of the eye is the retina, and this thing coating of jelly is on top of the retina. And that's what you're seeing is little pieces of this jelly coming off. So definitely hydrating the eye more helps. Your diet can help. There are things that, you know, like, say, alcohol and cigarettes, they're real hard on the eye. The alcohol dehydrates the eye. So there's other dietary things you want to watch out for, too much sugar, other chemicals and toxins and foods, things that can damage the retina and dehydrate the eye. So there are things you can do for it. We also have Chinese herbal medicines that we use. And then, like I said, working on your nearsightedness, your farsightedness, and improving that, that can help with the floaters too.
How often do people have to have the vitreous humor, that fluid, that gel-like stuff, just removed and replaced with like a synthetic type of gel?
Well, the vitreous jelly, when you're born, it's in your eye to help nourish it. And as you get older, it just pretty much sits there. You don't really use it. And they don't really go removing it. I mean, if you have a lot of floaters, sometimes when you have a detached retina, you'll develop a lot of floaters in your eye. And when they do have a surgical procedure where they can flush out the aqueous humor of the eye and replace it with saline until it replaces itself, and flush out a lot of the vitreous jelly if you have a lot of floaters. But basically, you just kind of have to deal with it. If you have a few of them, you don't want to go, you know, risking surgical side effects to having surgery to remove the floaters. So it's
Talk about the retina. You mentioned a couple times in your description of the floaters about detached retina. What exactly is that?
Well, the retina, again, is the inner lining of your eye. It's about the thickness of tissue paper. It's clear. You can see right through it, but when you have a retinal tear or a hole in the retina, say a piece of vitreous jelly breaks off and it makes a hole in the retina, the fluid in the eye, the aqueous humor, can actually work its way under the tissue of the retina and start lifting it up. And it's kind of like a blister on the inside of your eye. This fluid's going under the retina and lifting up the tissue. It's kind of like a blister. And a full-on retinal tear or a retinal detachment is where part of the retina tears and then a piece of it just detaches. It's like a little flap of the skin kind of floating there in your eye. And when the retina detaches like that or tears, it can break loose some of the vitreous jelly and cause a lot of floaters in your eye. And the most important thing I want to stress to people about a detached retina is you only have a certain time frame to repair it. And basically you have like maybe 10 to 14 days to have it repaired. And if you don't do that, if you wait like a month and go to the doctor and, you know, he tells you you have a detached retina, that retina won't heal back properly. You know, it just doesn't heal back to the eye good, and you can, you know, lose your eyesight or have poor eyesight after that surgery.
So John, that means that if I don't have floaters and all of a sudden I have a whole bunch of them, that would be a sign of a detached retina, right? If I have floaters and there's just an increase in the number acutely, those are big signs to go in. Are there any other signs of a detached retina?
Now, the most important is when a sign of detached retina or retinal problem is when you have your eyes closed, if you start seeing like white flashes of light in your eye with your eyes shut, that's tension on the retina, that's pulling on the retina. And if you start seeing flashes of light in your eyes, you should definitely go to an ophthalmologist and have an eye exam and let him see what's going on in there. But that's not a good sign when you start seeing flashes of light with your eyes closed. So if you do have a detached retina, you need to go in right away and you know, call an ophthalmologist. You can call the emergency room at a hospital, but you need to go in right away. When you go in there, believe me, the next day you're going to be in having retinal surgery to repair that, because, like I said, you only have maybe a 2-week time frame to repair it, so it'll heal back properly.
So you mentioned, okay, so, you know, dehydration, cigarette, alcohol is bad for the gel in the eye, the fluid in the eye. Is that also hold true then for detached retinas?
Well, the detached retina, you can get hit in the eye, and that can cause a detached retina. Sometimes when they do cataract surgery, and they can, they have to do things to the eye to hydrate the eye when they're doing surgery, and there's things they do. So they always warn you that, you know, one of the side effects could be a detached retina. So you want to try to avoid eye surgeries if you can. And you can also get detached retinas from being too nearsighted and farsighted. And sometimes, like I said, if that vitreous gel breaks off and actually makes a little hole in the retina, you can develop detached retina from that.
So, John, I went to the website, drbanker.com, and I did see front and center, you do talk a lot about Chinese medicinal herbs for the eyes. What are some of those herbs that you like to use?
Well, the Qiujiu Dihong Wan, they're little pills that you take, and you can take them like 3 times a day. You take 8 of them 3 times a day. They're an herbal formula. Some of these things are thousands of years old, you know, from China. And when you take herbs, you should take them for a week and then stop for 3 days. Take them for a week, stop for 3 days. That way you don't build up an immunity to them. And then we have other Chinese herbs that we use for glaucoma. We have Chinese herbs we use to reverse cataracts. And if we catch an eye disease in an early stage, it's a lot easier to work with and reverse it. And there's Chinese herbal products for all types of problems, your kidneys, your liver, you know, blood circulation. It's amazing Chinese medicine. See, Dr. Banker studied Chinese medicine. She was a Chinese medical doctor, a medical doctor of Tibet and India, and a Western medical doctor.
I want to go back to, so she developed, you know, this, you mentioned the kit before, right?
Right.
I forget what you called it, but
the self-vision care kit.
Okay, so she developed that, and that's something that you're teaching and consulting with.
Right.
Go through that kit one more time. What exactly, if my listeners got that, what they would find in that package?
On our website, there's a section there on products, and you can see the kit. There's actually a manual, a book that comes with it. It's 8.5 by 11, and also there's different eye charts that are 8.5 by 11, and they're laminated. And you can work with. And there's also a video on natural vision improvement, which is on a DVD, and it's Dr. Banker explaining the kit and the exercises and how it works. It's about an hour long. There's another video on DVD on social poisons, and she breaks down chocolate, sugar, alcohol, and coffee, all the bad toxins and chemicals in it.
And we're going to have to leave it there, John. John, I appreciate you coming on. John is a natural vision improvement educator, works with Deborah E. Banker, MD. Go check out the website at www.drbanker.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.